after the first inning. And out to the right fielder and to the center fielder. That one low and away. 1-0 the count to Alex Hernandez, who had a two-hit day back in game one, including an opposite field absolute tank. That one's thrown into the turf. 2-0. Countdown to first pitch, brought to you by Russell Building Supply. Experience some knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center for Auburn. This is a last time, last kind of get-right game before the number one team in the country is on the schedule. Henry Allen squares or ranges over, picks it up, throws it across the diamond in time for the first out, or for the third out, rather, here in inning number one. Three up, three down go the Bulldogs. When we come back, we'll have the bottom half of the first inning. Our score, the Bulldogs 0, Tigers coming to bat. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Bottom half of the first inning here for the Tigers as they look to get the draw first blood here against Forsyth Central, and they'll go against Georgia commit Josh Gibbs, who played shortstop in game one. Looked really good doing it. Not sure how long he's going to go today. There's a big region game for them on Monday as they're trying to find their way into the playoffs. Auburn, of course, in a similar situation with the Central series looming on Wednesday. We'll see how long Seth Payne is going to be given. He did not throw against Smith Station. And Auburn High got three really good starts. Auburn High got three really good starts earlier this past week against Smith Station from Killian Blackman, Peyton Etheridge, and Michael Daniels. Speaking of Peyton Etheridge, he will lead things off, scored a run, walked twice in game one. Fouled off. 0-1. Tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank. Local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud to sponsor Auburn High School Baseball. Leading things off, the second baseman, Peyton Etheridge. In the two-hole, Henry Allen will play third. Michael Daniel, the three spot, will be in center field. That one low and away, 2-1. Tanner Waldrop behind the plate will hit cleanup. Will Angelo Santiago will be the DH. He'll hit fifth. Will Watley will be in right field. That one low and in the turf, 3-1. B.J. Upton, he played for the Braves for a little bit. J.B. Upton will play shortstop. And then Thomas Aaron will be at third, and Jackson Mills will round up the order. That one fouled straight back, 3-2. Tigers able to take advantage of free bases in the first game. The 3-2 on the way to Etheridge. Lifted left side. Third baseman will range over, stumbling. Does he still make the play? No, he didn't. That was almost a heck of a play out at third as the third baseman was stumbling. And on the way down, almost made a heck of a play as that was Friedlander out at third base. Etheridge digs in, awaits the 3-2. Foul that one off. It's inside. Great at bat there from Peyton Etheridge to earn a leadoff walk. Tigers got a base runner here in the bottom half of the first inning.
Coming to the plate for the Tigers, number 24, Henry Allen.
Allen digs in. Curveball stays above the letters, 1-0. The 1-0 pick attempt, runner back in time. Pick attempt, runner back in time again. Gibbs, the pitcher, will come set. 1-0. That one gets past the catcher, and Etheridge will take the free 90. The fastball has been kind of off glove side. It looks like he's just kind of almost spiking it a little bit. Smith behind the plate. Evans at first. Hernandez at short. Friedlander is at third. 2-0. And the dirt. Etheridge being aggressive will be the third without sliding. 3-0 the count. Raheja is at shortstop. Wagner Biondi is in center. Sexton is out in right field. 3-0 to Henry Allen. Hit well in the left field. Wagner has a beat on it. He'll come in, make the catch. The throw is going to be up the line. A walk and two pass balls and a sack fly. Tigers lead 1-0. Two wild pitches and then the sack fly. And Auburn now leads 1-0. Michael Daniel will be the batter. Daniel doubled back in the game one. He also walked and flew out. Fastball catches the outside corner. 1-0 our score here, bottom half of the first, just underway. 1-0-1 now. Good-looking curveball there, 1-2. Got him swinging. 2 outs. Tanner Waldrop will be the batter now. First pitch to Waldrop, over the top of it. Looks like Gibbs has found his off-speed pitch, 0-1. That one hit in the center field. Biondi has a beat on it. We'll make the play, and that'll do it for the Tigers. But not before the Tigers strike. A run on no hits. There were no errors. Nobody left. We go to the second. 1-0 Tigers lead. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
1-0 Tigers lead here. Top half of the second inning. Tigers on a two-game winning streak. Took game one of the doubleheader. Also got a win Thursday night at Smith's in game two of that doubleheader. Had an opportunity to sweep the series. Left a little bit too many base runners on. And that's usually the difference in this area. Probably the toughest area in the state to find a way to get out of the playoffs. Raheja will be the batter, the cleanup hitter, playing shortstop. Open stance. Payne, the batter, hit hard, but foul. Down the third baseline, 1-0 the count. Auburn in the baby blues. Forsyth Central in the all grays. Ground ball to Allen. Allen diving stop at third. Comes up with it. Throw across the diamond. Nice play. Henry Allen at third base. As he is shaken up after the play. Misses 1-0. Chopper to Etheridge. Flips on to first in time to get Evans, the first baseman. Two outs. Austin Friedlander will be the batter. That one hit hard past Henry Allen at third base, who makes the great play and then believe that one will be an error. It's hit hard, but you want Henry to make that play. Nathan Smith, the catcher, will be the batter. They call it a single on Game Changer. I'll put it down as an E5. That one catches the outside corner, 0-2. Payne comes set, the 0-2. Another off-speed pitch, does not swing, 1-2. Waldrop does a good job of keeping that one in front of him behind the dish. Got him swinging on the off speed, and that'll do it for Forsyth Central here in the second. No runs on no hits. There was an error and one left. Bottom of the second we go. 1-0 Tigers lead. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Your business of 20 years hits a major growth mode. Then you realize you've spent 5,000 hours on conference calls, 8,000 hours in meetings, a million hours working late, all to take care of your customers. But you'll only trust your one true passion and your company's future to one bank, Troy Bank and Trust. Today, tomorrow, and always. The only bank you'll ever need, Troy Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W. Lee.
Part of the Auburn Network family of stations.
One nothing Tigers lead here. Bottom half of inning number two. Brant Tucker will be the pitcher as, again, Forsyth Central, they have a region game on Monday, so they're going to kind of get people work, but make sure they have their arms that they want in and have them ready to go for Monday. In game one, they used 5 arms, and they've already used 2 here in 2 innings in the first, or in the second game. Will Angelo Santiago, the DH, will be the batter. Will on the year, 200 average, 3 doubles, 2 home runs, 9 driven in, a sophomore. There's a conversation going on with head coach Matt Simo and the home plate umpire. I'm not really sure what it's about. Either way, conversation's over. We're about ready for action here. On deck, Will Watley, then J.B. Upton.
Number 9, Angelo Santiago.
That one just misses 1-0. That one catches the corner at the knees. 1-1. All speed and that close. Two or 1-0 Tigers lead here. Bottom of the second. That fastball above the letters. 3-1. Central 28-1. Knocked off Troop 4-2 today. So they will host Auburn Wednesday at 5:00 Central, coming in with a record of 28-1. Payoff on the way. Missed him. Or even if it didn't hit him, it was ball 4. And Auburn will have a leadoff on once again. Watley will be the batter.
Now batting number 11, Will Watley.
Watley, 333 average, digs in, check swing, takes a fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. Couple of home runs on the year for Watley, 19 driven in. The 0-1, off speed, and that was up 1-1. Watley digs in from the right side. That one right over the heart of the plate. Looked like it was off speed that came back over the middle of it, 1-2. Tucker digs in. The 1-2 above the letters. 2-2. Auburn will try to take the series. Auburn University will try to take the series against Tennessee today at 3:30. The 2-2 on the way. Foul tipped, and the catcher hangs on to it. Strike three. J.B. Upton will be the batter.
Number 17, J.B. Upton.
Upton, 333 average. Five doubles and a homer. Batting from the left side. We can get any updates from A-Day, because with baseball going on at 3:30, that means A-Day is going to get started here soon. We'll let you know. Fastball, not sure where it missed. Must have been out a touch. 1-0 the count. Pick attempts. Will Angelo back in time at first? 1-0, bottom half of the second inning. Tigers lead here. Tigers looking for win number 19 on the season. One up. That one came back. Looked like a little two-seamer. 1-1. Action in the bullpen for Forsyth Central. Not surprising. 1-1 in the dirt. 2-1. Little Johnny Allstaff action here today for the Bulldogs. Two. There goes the runner, and the throw is in time. Two outs. Two and two, the count to Upton. Upton digs in from the left side. The 2-2 on the way. Foul tipped. And catcher hangs on to it, and that'll do it for Auburn here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. We go to the third. 1-0 Tigers lead. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Life isn't made for joint or orthopedic pain. It's made for living, for family, for your favorite hobbies, for sports, for morning walks and afternoon playing in the park. If you suffer from joint or orthopedic pain, turn to the experts at the Orthopedic Clinic. Our board-certified surgeons provide cutting-edge surgical procedures and high-quality, innovative services all close to home. Don't let joint or orthopedic pain keep you from doing all the things you love. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule an appointment today.
Come in and get it out of your system. The Car Stereo Shop.
Hey, it's Steve from the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn, and yes, we are still in Auburn. Right behind CTU, our new address is 1823 Opelika Road. Turn in between Badcock Furniture and CTU, and you will be looking at us. Newer, bigger, better location, but the same great customer service. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road or call us at 887-8422.
Auburn High School Baseball
is on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Top half of the third inning. Tigers lead this one by a score of 1-0. Seth Payne out to work. He will get 8-9-1 due up for the Bulldogs of Forsyth Central.
Leading off top of the third for the Bulldogs, number 18, Caden Sexton.
That one in there, 0-1. in the dirt. Payne working quickly, 1-1. One on the way. Popped up. Second baseman Peyton Etheridge fights the sun with the sunglasses on his head. Makes the play. One out.
Coming to the plate, number 17, Bryson Wagner.
That play, as with the sunglasses on the head and dealing with the sun and all that, I get it. Change up, so I'm going to miss. Makes me remember why people used to wear the flip-down sunglasses. The 0-1. Lifted left side this time. Upton calling for it. Mills calls everybody off. Jackson Mills makes the play. Two outs. Top of the order, Ethan Biondi is the batter. He flew out in his first plate appearance. And pitch. Fastball above the hands. 1-0. Ground ball. Backside for Upton. Fields throws across the diamond. Not going to get Biondi on that one. And that's going to be a one-hit or two-hit single. Two-out single. Kind of hard to have a two-hit single. And this is the spot for Gibbs, but it will be
Brant Tucker.
Tucker will be the batter as he entered for Josh Gibbs, the pitcher. He did hit in the game one. He had a single, 1-for-2, a strikeout, a single, and two walks. Stretch and the pitch. Lifted left side, out of play, foul. 0-1. Biondi at first gets his lead. Payne flips it over there to keep him honest. 1-0 Tigers lead here in the top half of inning number 3. Ground ball to Upton at second. He'll field clean, throw a little bit high. Aaron keeps his foot on the bag, and that'll do it for the Bulldogs here in the third. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one left. Bottom half of the third, we go 1-0 Tigers lead. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
.891 do it for the Tigers here. In the bottom half of inning number 3, Auburn leads 1-0. 0-1-0 the line for Forsyth Central. 1-0-1. Wait. Yes, 1-0-1 the line for Auburn. Henry Alley made the error. So Auburn got a leadoff walk. Two wild pitches and then a sack fly scored the runner. Peyton Etheridge to lead off the first inning. Since then, Auburn's not really able to get a whole lot of offense going. They've gotten another walk, but that runner was erased via caught stealing. Brady Smith on the bump for the Bulldogs. Thomas Aaron will be the batter, the first baseman.
Number 22, Thomas Aaron.
Aaron digs in. First pitch, high and tight. 1-0. Aaron, the senior first baseman, digs in. 1-0. Hit into left center. Biondi and Wagner converge. Biondi will take control and make the play. 1-0. Jackson Mills will be the batter. Mills drove in two back in inning number two of game one on a 1-for-3 night. On deck, top of the order, and Peyton Etheridge. Hey, guess what? Action in the Bulldogs bullpen. Don't know how many two-way players they have on that roster. Fastball misses out, 1-0. The three pitchers that we have seen here in game two for Forsyth Central all played in the field in game one. Hit into left center field. Wagner ranges over, will make the play. Mills hit it well, but Adam. And that'll be the second out of the inning. Peyton Etheridge, the leadoff hitter, will be the batter. Walked and scored back in the first to give Auburn their lone run of the afternoon. Here in game two, 1-0, Tigers lead. There, 0-1. No, he didn't. On the off speed, that was in the dirt, 1-1. The 1-1. A little bit low, 2-1. The 2-1, low, 3-1 to Peyton Etheridge. Etheridge against Smith Station on Thursday night on the mound, went 6 1/3 innings pitch, scattered 3 hits, and struck out 12. To give Auburn the tie-breaking win over the Panthers. That one hit in the right center field. Sexton will fight with it, will make the play, and that'll do it for Auburn here in the third. Three up, three down go the Tigers in inning number three. We head to the fourth. 1-0, Auburn leads. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine.
Inspired
with offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Inspired by the Bold Bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSCC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W. Lee,
part of the Auburn Network family of stations.
Seth Payne back out there for his fourth inning of action, fourth inning of work. 3-4-5 to up. Hernandez will lead it off. He hit a home run back in game one. He grounded out to Henry Allen. Back in the first inning of this one. Didn't get cheated on that one. 0-1 the count. The 0-1. That one low and away. The 1-1. 2-1. Hit hard in the left field. First leadoff runner on. Abe Raheja will be the batter. Grounded out on a great play by Henry Allen back in the second. And field will play pretty much double play depth. Henry Allen will creep in on the grass at third base. Now he'll take a couple of steps in. Fastball runs inside, almost hit him, 1-0. There goes the runner. Hitting the left, a little hit and run action. Fouled off, 1-1. One and one the count for Seth Payne. Stretching the pitch. That one a little bit low. 2-1. Not sure how much Payne will, how much leash he's going to have here today. And I say that just because he would be Auburn's kind of next arm up against Central. Hitting the center. Michael Daniel has a beat on it. He'll make the play. 1 out. 34 pitches now. Matthew Evans will be the batter.
Now batting number 33, Matthew Evans.
Evans grounded out the second baseman back in his first plate appearance. Later on tonight, you'll have the final four. First one is Purdue and the miraculous run of NC State. Lifted. Center field, Michael Daniel goes back. Takes about 10 steps in with one hand, makes the play, 2 outs. Austin Friedlander would be the batter. He reached on an error back in the second. The NC State run that has happened in March is pretty amazing. There are a lot of indications that they were going to fire their head coach. And then all of a sudden they make the run in the ACC tournament. Fastball in the outside corner, strike one. And with winning the ACC tournament and making the NCAA tournament, it triggered in the contract a two-year contract extension. And then they win two games. They were able to play Oakland in the second round, who beat Kentucky, the 0-1. Chopper to Henry Allen, who will play the second hot throw across the diamond in time. And that'll do it for Forsyth Central. We'll continue this conversation about the NC State run in the bottom half of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. One left. We go to the bottom half of inning number four. 1-0 Tigers lead. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High School Baseball is on
96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Bottom half of inning number four, 1-0 Tigers lead here. 0-2 and 0-0 line for the Bulldogs of Forsyth Central. 1-0-1 the line for Auburn High School. Another lefty, Matthew Appio, will be the batter, or will be the new pitcher. It's the fourth pitcher in four innings for the Bulldogs. But, yeah, continuing NC State, Keats was in trouble. They go on the run. They beat Duke and North Carolina, their two biggest rivals, on the way to winning the ACC tournament. And also, on top of that, they were tied with a very bad Louisville team with about 5 minutes left to go in their first ACC tournament game. And when they win the ACC tournament, a lot of people thought they were overseeded at an 11 seed. Win the first round game. Play, they get Oakland, who beat Kentucky, advanced to the Sweet 16. And then Marquette decides they forget how to shoot the ball, throw up brick after brick after brick, and then they beat Duke again, and now they're in the Final Four, and they'll get to go against perceived player of the year in Zach Edey and Purdue. Purdue is, of course, on their own redemption paths, very similar to what Virginia was back in 2019. And then you got UConn, who has decided they are going to beat the absolute stew out of anybody in front of them in March. And then you have Alabama, who was dead to rights. Alabama going into the NCAA tournament was playing terrible basketball. Florida beat them pretty soundly twice. They did not play well against Arkansas in the last game of the regular season and got lucky to win that one. Alabama got the draw that everybody wanted, which was kind of a weaker five seed, the worst one seed in North Carolina. And then they got an upset on the in the first weekend and the upset in the second weekend for their second-round matchups, and they took care of business. So we'll see what happens tonight. Personally, give me a one-versus-one matchup. Give me the battle that has kind of been brewing all year with Purdue and UConn. That one outside to Henry Allen. 1-0. Henry Allen. Sacrifice fly in his first plate appearance with an RBI. And the pitch. High, 2-0. Two up. Outside, 3-0. Auburn 8A will get started in about 20 minutes. 2 o'clock kick there. 3-0 to Henry Allen in the dirt, ball four. Auburn will have their third base runner of the afternoon, all of them via walk. Michael Daniel will be the batter. He struck out in his first plate appearance.
Now batting number 21, Michael Daniel.
And Auburn and Tennessee will play later on this afternoon. Braves Diamondbacks will have first pitch around 6:20. Lefty, not close, ball five. And, of course, the headlines that are dominating the Braves right now is the health of Spencer Strider, who left the game with elbow discomfort last night and will go seek an MRI on it. 1-0 outside. 2-0. My fear is that we will see Spencer Strider in about 12 months. Two up. That one gets the call. 2-1. I don't know when the last time this happened, but both lines going into today's game in the Final Four pushing double digits. 2-1. There goes the runner. Hit hard and foul. 2-2. Purdue, by some people, are 9.5-point favorites, and UConn, 11.5-point favorites. Because it has probably been the most dominating four games that a team has had for the first two weekends. But with that said, Alabama is playing their best basketball of the year. 2-2, runner gets back. Pick attempt, runner back in time. Michael Daniel digs in, 2-2 the count. 1-0 Tigers lead here in the fourth. Pitcher steps off the back. IPO a senior, lefty, 2-2. Just miss outside. You got kind of two, or you got a very generous call on the 2-0. I don't think you were going to get another generous call on 2-2. Hit hard into left field, down on a base hit. Tigers with their first base hit of the game with two on now and nobody out.
Now batting the Tigers, number 10, Tanner Waldrop.
Waldrop will be the batter. He flew out to center field back in the first. The catcher, the lefty, digs in. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Low and away with golf speed, 1-0. To Waldrop. There goes the runner. And the catcher struggles to get it out of his mitts. Michael Daniel did not see that Henry Allen had taken off, so Auburn will get the double steal. Runners at second and third now, nobody out. 2-0 count to Auburn's senior catcher, Tanner Waldrop. Big swing and a miss, 2-1. If you're wondering if there's action in the Forsyth Central bullpen, yes, yes there is. I don't know if it's ever stopped today. Two one. Lifted up and out of play foul, 2-2. In now for Appio. Time called at the dish. 1-0 Tigers lead, and now the catcher Smith will go out and have a conversation. Tigers got a leadoff runner on and a couple of wild pitches and a sac fly scored the runner back in the first. That's all the scoring that's been done so far. Seth Payne has been very good on the bump for the Tigers, and that's kept the Bulldogs off balance. 1-0 our score here. Long look in now. Waldrop awaits, and again, timeout at the dish. Some people are starting to get frustrated. Can't really figure out why. I don't know why you need signs after a mound visit. Figured you would go over the pitch then. 2-2. Off-speed pitch and a good one on the outside corner. Santiago will be the batter. He walked and was caught stealing back in the second. And the pitch. Lifted up and out of play, foul. 1-0. Santiago stands in the middle of the box. The 0-1. Outside. And a little bit low, 1-1. This is a situation, if you're Auburn, that you got to get runs in. You know, you're going to play close games next week against Central. You cannot give up opportunities to get one, if not multiple, runs right here. Time called at the plate by Santiago. It's what I call sacrifice advantage. Well, sacrifice fly. You can move the ball on the ground to the right side. Either way, you got to get the runner in. You can give yourself up with an out and score a run here. 1-1. Hit in the left center field. It's going to be deep enough to score, and is going to be deep enough to score more than one. Will Angelo with a two-run double here. Got something over the middle of the plate. Didn't try to do too much with it. Drove it into left center field. One hop the wall. A two-run double for the sophomore DH, and Tigers lead this one now 3-0.
That was for you, Louie. Now batting number 11, Will Watley.
Will Watley will be the batter. He struck out in his first plate appearance. Big swing and a foul tipped. 0-1. Watley, the junior, pitched in three of the last five Auburn High games, pitched in two of the Smith Station games, and earlier today. The 0-1, high and away, 1-1. Watley digs in. Now gets set to 1-1. High. 2-1. That one high, 3-1. Auburn High spring football will get started in about a month. And then at the end of May, Auburn and Ben Russell will play in their spring game at Doug Sanford Stadium. 3-1. Big swing comes up empty on a fastball up in the zone, 3-2. Auburn made it once again to the playoffs, advanced to the second round in football last year. New region, though, coming. There goes the runner. Hit hard to the shortstop. Throw across the diamond in time. Two outs. 6-3 put out. Santiago advances because he was moving on the play. J.B. Upton will be the batter. Carver of Montgomery moves into the region. Percy Julian, I believe, drops out of the region. Carver made the playoffs last year in 6A. They added a running back from IMG who was in Montgomery, went to IMG, and now came back. So that team will be talented. course, you got defending state champion Central Red Devils. Opelika is good. Dothan returns a lot. Enterprise has four or five Division I players on the football team. It's an absolutely loaded region. 1-0 on the outside corner. 1-1. J.B. Upton, a to-be sophomore quarterback. Hopefully he will miss spring ball as he is practicing for the for baseball during the playoffs during that time. 1-1 in the dirt. 2-1. On the way. Ground ball up the middle. Diving, stopped by Hernandez at second. Throw across the diamond. Airmailed, and now J.B. Upton needs to get back to the bag, and he will. It's going to be an RBI. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know if the throw gets him. That's a heck of a play by Hernandez. There is no advancement on the play. We'll call it an RBI single. If Upton would have got to second, you can give him the error there, but Hernandez shows great range and then not able to get the throw there. The Tigers have scored three here in the fourth and extended it to a 4-0 lead. Curveball on the inside corner, 0-1. That one outside, 1-1. Appio comes set, the 1-1. Big swing and a miss, 1-2. Much to the delight of the bench of Forsyth Central. The 1-2. Off speed outside. The throw not actually Upton. We'll see what he's called. Save with a swim move to get to the bag. Runner will be at second on a 2-2 count now with two outs. Aaron digs in. Awaits the 2-2. Here it is. High 3-2 on deck. Jackson Mills. Thomas Aaron, the senior. Digs in from the right side. The 3-2. There goes the runner. Low. And he will be in safely at second with no throw. Jackson Mills will be the batter who flew out to left. Hit it hard, hit it on a line. And we might have a pitching change here for Forsyth Central. I think that's the first time we actually want to see an in-inning pitching change here. Four nothing Tigers lead here, and there will not be a pitching change. This is a conversation I believe might be mechanics or mentality here. Is runners at the corners now with two outs. Mills will be the batter, an opportunity to drive in a run with a two out RBI. Bill. 63 times Auburn has driven in a run with two outs on the year. Lefty-lefty matchup here for Mills. And the pitch. Low and away with the off-speed. Moving at a brisk pace until this inning. Eighth batter of the inning for the Tigers. And the pitch. Off the end of the bat, in to right field, down on a base hit. It's a one-out or two-out RBI single for Mills. Tigers lead now 5-0. Able to stay back just enough. Put that one in the right field. Peyton Etheridge will be the batter now. Runners at first and second with the two outs. Auburn pushes the lead now to 5-0. Peyton has flat out. He's walked and scored. Appio will come set, and the pitch. Fastball misses out 1-0. The 1-0. Popped him up. Shallow center field. Biondi will arrange in to make the play, and that'll do it for the Tigers. But a productive inning. 1, 2, 3, 4 runs across on 4 hits. There were no errors and 2 left. We head to the fifth with our new score of Auburn 5, Forsyth County 0. We'll be back, or Forsyth Central, rather, 0. We'll be back. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Inspired by the Bold Bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. 3 locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Auburn High School Baseball
is on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
.789 due up for the Bulldogs of Forsyth Central. Nathan Smith, Caden Sexton, and then Bryson Wagner. Payne back out to work, and here in the fifth. Bunt down the first baseline. Payne fields, throws. What a play. What a play, Seth Payne. Caden Sexton will be the batter. He's popped up on the day. Lifted left field. Mills going back. Continues to track. He'll make the play. Couple steps shy of the wall for the second out. Bryson Wagner will be the batter now. Lefty Wagner will dig in. That one low, 1-0.
Now batting number 17, Bryson Wagner.
Popped up, right field. Watley will make the play. And a quick inning for Seth Payne here in the fifth. 3 up, 3 down, go the Bulldogs. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Tigers lead by a score of 5-0. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey, Auburn, stop dealing with unreliable network copiers, printers, and scanners and waiting days for service. ABS Business Systems of Auburn is your AU alumni-owned and operated local solution. A full-line Canon, Lexmark, Toshiba, and Ricoh dealer, ABS of Auburn specializes in smooth, efficient office operations. Get the systems, tools, and expertise you need, plus reliable support that's always on call.
ABS of Auburn, how may we help you?
Call 334-329-7000 to schedule a free on-site consultation today. War Eagle.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Bottom half of the fifth, Tigers lead this one by a score of 5-0. Due up for the Tigers, it will be 2-3-4. Tigers scored one in the third, four in the fourth, and now here in the fifth, looking to add more to it. This is 1-0. 5-0 Tigers lead here. Seth Payne has been ultra efficient here today through the first five innings. 1-0. Low and in. 2-0. Five innings pitched on 41 pitches. Madden-esque. 2-0. Not Madden, Maddox. Two and one, the count to Henry Allen, the Auburn senior third baseman. Time is called, and we'll have a conversation. Friedlander is the new pitcher, which means we have a new third baseman as well. Roach is at third. Hey. 2-1 the count. Outside corner, 2-2. Yeah. Forsyth Central is they got a big game on Monday. So they're kind of trying to make sure their pitchers are just, you know, rested, and everybody needs a little bit of work gets it. But we might be seeing the end of this staff right here. That one low and away, 3-2. Last couple of pitchers we have seen have not been as efficient and effective as the previous. Popped him up. Left side, foul territory. Roach ranges over to the Auburn dugout, not able to make the play. Count stays full. Five nothing, Tigers lead here in the fifth, bottom half. Henry Allen, the batter. Count is full. Nobody on, nobody out. Stretch and the pitch. Fouls that one off towards the Auburn High School gym. Pitch hit hard back up the middle, throwing a base hit. Michael Daniel will be the batter. He struck out in the first, singled and scored in the fourth. Pitch, off speed, a little bit out. The 1-0 on the way, low and away. Looking at the schedule for Forsyth Central. They play Auburn today, and then on Monday they play West Forsyth, and then Lambert, Milton, Denmark, and South Forsyth. All five of those games are their region games, and they are played every other day from that moment on. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then the following Monday and Wednesday, all area games. And I'm guessing that is kind of their final stretch, as they'll determine who makes the playoffs from there. So a big stretch coming up for the Bulldogs. Hence also why they're making sure everybody gets a little bit of work. That one in there, 3-1. Hit well in the left field. Wagner going over is going to watch that one bounce off the bottom of the wall. Henry Allen will roll into second, roll into third. Michael Daniel stands in the second. Tigers back-to-back base hits, two on, nobody out here in the fifth, looking to add to a 5-0 lead. Tanner Waldrop will be the batter. Forsyth Central 6-4 in region play. South Forsyth is 6-4. Lambert and Denmark 5-5, as is West Forsyth. So however many teams make the playoffs out of that, it is a close battle there. Hence why we're seeing so many players from them, from their staff, throw today, make sure they're fresh for the games next week. 5-0, Auburn leads. That one almost hits Waldrop, winner of the count.
Que no
So it looks like what Auburn A-Day set up is the defense has a 27-0 lead, and the Auburn offense needs to go out there and score points. Fastball just misses, 2-0. Waldrop digs in. Foul tip. Two one the count. Stretch and the pitch to Waldrop. Fouled straight back. Two, two on the way. They went down and got that one down on a base hit. One run's going to score. They are going to hold up Michael Daniel. With that said, Tanner Waldrop slides into second, getting the RBI base hit. It's now 6-0. And Auburn still with two on in scoring position and nobody out. Angelo will be the batter. Angelo Santiago will be the batter. Waldrop with the RBI base hit. Killian Blackman will be the runner down at second base for Waldrop. So A-Day, it's going to be 27 points on the board. Auburn has four 10-minute running clocks to go score four touchdowns or more. That one misses inside 1-0. If Auburn doesn't, the defense wins. If they do, the offense wins. Kind of simple. The 1-0 almost hit him. 2-0. On the way to Santiago. Lifted right side, long run for Sexton in right field, and it's going to land just foul. This is 3-1. The count to Santiago. The sophomore DH digs in. And the pitch. Lifts that one right side foul. 6-0 now. Tigers lead here in the fifth, bottom half. The payoff on the way. Here it is. Ooh, just missed. Base is loaded, nobody out. Will Watley will be the batter. He is struck out and grounded out. stretch, and the pitch. Fastball just missed. Worth noting, if Will puts the ball out of here, we're done for the day. Stretch and the pitch. That one catches the corner. I think that was a situation of he's kind of been around the zone. We're finally going to call one a strike, 1-1 the count. Lifted, right side, out of play. Watley digs in. Tigers lead 6-0. Stretch and the pitch. Hit well in the right center field. Ranging over is Biondi. He's not going to get there. One run's going to score. It's going to be a very long single as everybody was kind of tag looking to advance if a catch was made. It's down. It's an RBI single for Will Watley. Tigers lead 7-0. On the made extra point, and Auburn still threatening here in the fifth. J.B. Upton will be the batter. Upton singled and drove in a run, also scored back in the fourth, struck out back in the second. The lefty digs in. Off the end of the bat. Ground ball to second, to short. On the first, not in time. Run scores. Fielder's choice, 8-0. One out, runners on the corners. Thomas Aaron, he's flat out and he's walked. Thomas. Stretch and the pitch. Right over the top of it, 0-1-1. The 0-1. Outside. 1-1. The 1-1. Low. Upton not moving at first. Angelo down at third thought about going. 2-1's a count. The runner at first is the go-home run. Foul tipped, 2-2. The 2-2 to Aaron. Here it is. Hit hard, but foul down the third baseline. Two, two on the way. Hit him. Base is loaded. One out. The curveball that broke very, very late and Thomas has already tried to dart to get out of the way and got hit right on top of the noggin. Jackson Mills will be the batter. Lined out back in the third, singled in the fourth. Single here could score the runner from second and end the ball game. Corners will move in for the Bulldogs. Fastball gets the call on the corner. 0-1. Mills digs in. The 0-1. Ground ball just fouled down the first baseline. 0-2. On deck is Peyton Etheridge. The 0-2 to Mills. High and away. 1-2. Fouls that one off to stay alive. 8-0 Tigers lead. Bases loaded, one out here. Bottom of the fifth. Senior left fielder Jackson Mills at the plate. He's already driven in a run today, looking for more. Possibly in this one. 1-2. Back up the middle, down on a base hit. One run's going to score. Auburn's going to try to score the runner, and he will score standing up. It's a two-run double, and that should end it. We'll wait for the call from the umpires as Auburn walks off and Forsyth Central figures it out. That'll do it. 10-0. Tigers win this one on a walk-off double by Jackson Mills, and Auburn will now have a couple of days to get ready for the number one team in the country, the Central Red Devils. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with the post-game show. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Inspired by the Bold Bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Your business of 20 years hits a major growth mode. Then you realize you've spent 5,000 hours on conference calls, 8,000 hours in meetings, a million hours working late, all to take care of your customers. But you'll only trust your one true passion and your company's future to one bank, Troy Bank and Trust. Today, tomorrow, and always. The only bank you'll ever need, Troy Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
This is Zach Alsterbrook with Alsterbrook Law Group. Specializing in family law, criminal defense, DUI, and personal injury, Alsterbrook Law Group can help you. 114 North 9th Street in downtown Opelika, serving Lee County and the surrounding areas for over 10 years. Remember, if you want someone that has your back, call Zach. 737-3718. Big city experience, small town values. Alsterbrook Law Group.
No representation has made that the quality of services to be performed is the greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Welcome back to the Auburn High School in the Auburn High School baseball field and the Orthopedic Clinic postgame report. East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Scott Bagwell here, joined by head coach Matt Simo. And coach, in the area play last week, got a big one at home, and you were able to get the tiebreaker and had opportunities to win that second game, just couldn't get the big hit. And but you come back home here against a talented Forsyth Central team that's got some kids committed and going to Power 5 schools, and you were able to get two wins here tonight.
Yeah, our kids played really well today. We pitched well, played really good defense. I don't think we had an error all day.
Yeah, one maybe.
We hit the ball. We got some big two-out hits. We played really good baseball.
Yeah.
Pitching's good. Our pitching's been – man. Last week against Smithsmith, it was such a great – between two teams and two really good high school teams, and we battled. And and today our kids really responded back by coming in.
Yeah, I thought last year in area play you kind of struggled to get good starts, and then this year against Central – or against Smith, rather, you get Killian goes 6-plus, Michael Daniel goes 5-plus, and then Peyton goes 6-plus. And I think all of them, I know Peyton had 10-plus strikeouts. I think Killian had his wasn't really strikeouts, but he missed barrels and made big pitches. And I know Michael had a bunch of strikeouts as well. Just turned out in one of those situations, couldn't get the big hit, couldn't hit it away from him in game two against Smith.
That's right. I mean, when you face good teams, they got good pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, good pitching is always going to be good hitting. But today's a great day.
Yeah.
So, shoot. Really good day.
Yeah, and more so today, you have some alumni here, some old players coming in, and I know y'all got some things that you're going to do after this game. But what does it mean just to be able to see? I saw J.J. Schaefer earlier.
It's good to see him and come back and see how well they're doing in life and how happy they are. And, you know, they've been a big part of our program for a long time, and it's just great to see everybody.
Yeah, and I saw Jay Lockhart earlier, and you know, it's always cool to get former players back in, because then you get to start talking, find out where everybody's at, and just, you know, it also helps ties, you know, the current kids and seeing them come back and ties and realize that you know, just what the program's about. And then of course everybody that ties everybody together is you. Because you've been here and you've set such a foundation and you've had such a big impact on so many people's lives.
Well, I've been blessed to be here for 32 years and got to see a lot of players come and go, and it's been really fun. So I hope today they can hit me. They're going to try to hit me today. They couldn't hit me last time they faced me, so I don't know if they're going to be able to this time. But it should be fun.
Yeah, and y'all get an opportunity to kind of relax and enjoy, because then, you know, next week got a tall task. And I know you're a big fan of not trying to make it too big. It's the number one team in the state. They won state 2 years ago, played for it again. Some poll has the number one team in the country. But at the end of the day, it's Auburn Central. Who's going to go make pitches? Who's not going to make mistakes? Who's going to make plays when the game's on the line?
Yeah, that's right. The rankings don't matter when we match up.
And right.
We got to be ourselves and play our game, and everybody does their job, we'll have a chance.
How do you make sure that they don't get held up in all of that? 28-1 and all that. How do you make sure, hey, guys, it's Auburn Central. It's big because of that, not because of the ranking.
Right. You know, you got to really concentrate and tell them that we got to stay in our bubble. We can't get outside our bubble, and we can't let outside extractions, you know, interfere what we want to do, and just concentrate on who we are and try to be the best player we can be.
Yep, and it should be a whole lot of fun. Starts Friday at Central, and then the doubleheader here on Thursday. Hopefully we'll have a good crowd to cheer y'all on.
Yeah, should be a fun week.
Should be. Coach.
Weather be nice, so it'll be good.
Yeah,
so.
should be a good one. You know, it was a pretty day today once it got warmed up a little bit.
Yeah, it was awesome out there. It's a perfect day to play. So it's great. Thanks for all you do, Bags.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Go out
this.
There and hang out with all the old guys.
Yeah.
Congrats on the wins, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
Okay. That's head coach Matt Simo. That'll do it for us here tonight. Remember, we'll have all the action for you next week as Auburn plays Central in a big, big area series. Thanks to Sam Boyd back in the Auburn Network studio. That's going to do it for us. I'm Scott Bagwell. Until next time, have a good night, and go Tigers.
Auburn High School Baseball.
On 96.3 W Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Auburn Bank, Gouge Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
On 96.3 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.